Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Steve Olofan. Thank you for joining this podcast. In this episode of Wisdom Seeds, I will be speaking on the message titled, 10 Wonderful Ways to Live Godly in a Corrupt Culture. Hallelujah. Let us turn our Bible to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These promises enable us to share in his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the entrance of your word gives light. Thank you for opening our eyes and minds and hearts to understand your divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in this world through human desires. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. The Bible says, just as death and destruction are never satisfied, so human desire is never satisfied. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17, Apostle Paul says, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Hallelujah. In the text scripture we just read in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, it says, the world's corruption is caused by human desires. What is a corrupt culture? Hallelujah. A corrupt culture is where values, beliefs, and behaviors go against the principles of God's word. It is a culture that promotes moral decay, sexual immorality, materialism and greed, hatred, division, and lawlessness. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12, the NLT, turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. But live godly in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. Hallelujah. 10 ways to live godly in a corrupt culture. Titus chapter 2 verse 11, we just read. It says, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions or desires, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Number one, be rooted in God's word. Psalm 109 verse 9 says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word of God. Study and meditate on scripture daily. Let the word shape your thinking, values, and decisions. Number two, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It is the Holy Spirit that empowers you to overcome sin and temptation. He helps you to produce godly character by manifesting the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Number 3, practice daily surrender and pray. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Surrender your will, desires, and choices to God. Prayer strengthens your spirit and builds intimacy with God. Amen. Number 4, be disciplined in your choices. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Avoid things that pollute your mind and heart. Choose what aligns with God's righteousness, not what feels good or is popular to you. Number 5, surrender yourself with godly influences. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Bad company corrupts good character. Build friendship with those who fear God and sharpen your faith. Be actively involved in Christ-centered Bible church. Hallelujah. Number 6, be a light in the darkness. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. He said, let your light so shine before men. Hallelujah. Live with integrity and compassion. Let your lifestyle be a testimony to Christ in your workplace, in the school, and in your neighborhood. Praise the Lord. Number 7, expect opposition, but stand firm. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. It says, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Don't compromise under pressure. Stand on God's promises and trust His strength. Number 8, guide your heart diligently. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says, guide your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Bad company corrupts good character. Psalm 101, verse 3. It says, I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all who dare deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them. What you repeatedly expose yourself to shapes your desires. Number 9. Walk in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Reverence God. Hallelujah. Reverence for God produces courage to resist cultural pressure. Hallelujah. And finally, keep an eternal perspective. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. We view our light, slight, short-lived troubles in light of eternity. We see our difficulties as the substance that produces for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. Because we don't focus our attention on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but the unseen realm is eternal. The unseen realm is spiritual. Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 says, since you have been raised to new life in Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. God's kingdom is eternal. Measure your success by eternal reward, not cultural approval. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Let us make this declaration. I will not conform to this world. I will walk in holiness, empowered by the Spirit, and shine as light in the dark culture. Let us pray. Father, strengthen me to live holy in the corrupt generation. Guide my heart, renew my mind, and empower me to stand firm. Let my life reflect Christ and shine brightly in this culture. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening to this message. 10 wonderful ways to live godly in a corrupt culture. Remember again, you are deeply loved, eternally valued, and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Before I come your way again, I am Pastor Steve Olofa. Stay blessed. Amen.